Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Israel has boycotted Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo after claiming Hamas failed to provide a complete list of the hostages that are still alive. A Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo for the talks, which are seen as the final barrier before a six-week pause in fighting. But Israeli newspaper Ynet reports that no Israeli delegation had been dispatched to the meeting. And the chair of a royal commission says the Australian Defence Force faces deep-rooted cultural issues. During the final public hearings of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide, Chair Nick Caldas says cooperation and accountability is needed to address systemic issues. Mr. Caldas says the inquiry has found that the military's biggest enemy lies within itself.
We are not the cause of the ADF's troubles, but our data analysis has confirmed that their greatest enemy lies within the ADF itself and its resistance to change. It's apparent from the evidence we've uncovered that there are deep-rooted cultural and systemic challenges within the ADF and DVA and across the broader veteran ecosystem, which have had dire consequences. They need to be urgently addressed.
The final report from the Royal Commission was originally due in mid-June, but a three-month deadline extension was granted, and it will now be handed down in early September. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Dunkley by-election proves Australians aren't interested in negative political campaigns. Labour candidate Jodie Bellier won the Victorian electorate at Saturday's by-election, but Labour recorded a 3.6% swing against it at the poll. Liberal MP Susan Lee has been criticised for posting a controversial tweet ahead of the polls, which read, "If you do not want to see Australian women being assaulted by foreign criminals, vote against Labour." Mr. Albanese told 5AA Radio that the community isn't interested in that kind of rhetoric.
We don't want that sort of stuff in Australia. And it was rejected by the voters of Dunkley, and our vote went up, which is remarkable during a by-election. But, we know there's more work to be done. We're concentrating on cost of living measures each and every day and on getting things right.
And in football, a rising star of the English Premier League has secured a critical 3-1 victory for Manchester City against Manchester United. 23-year-old Phil Foden turned the tide in the second half of the nail-biting match, scoring a goal in the 56th minute and then beating Andre Onana with a precise finish after 80 minutes. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says Foden shows potential to be a legend in the game. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.